Blog Talk Radio.
Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Alaskan country artist Doug Briney is my guest today. He's here to talk about his start in music, his influences, and his album, It's All Country, and lots more. I've got a couple of his songs from that album to share on the show. It's my pleasure now to welcome from Alaska, Doug Briney. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Dave. Thank you for having me on, man.
Hey, my pleasure to have you here. How are things in Alaska this evening or this morning, depending on the time zone?
Well, we're about afternoon right now. It's about 2:31, and it's chilly 27 degrees outside with the fresh covering of snow.
Very nice. Now, a lot of people might ask, as it says in your bio, you're not originally from Alaska, but you are there now, and you can let us know how long you've been there. But is country music big there? Is there a lot of influences going on in Alaska?
You know, country music is a pretty big thing here in Alaska. It is the number one genre that folks listen to. The largest radio station in Alaska is a country station. We don't have a lot of, outlets for it other than radio. There's not a lot of, we don't have like a lot of country themed bars or those type of things for
right.
people to go into play and that. So we lack in those influences, but it is the number one genre that folks listen to on the radio.
That's amazing. Now, how long have you been over in Alaska? I understand you grew up in Southern California.
Yep, I grew up in Southern California, went to college there, graduated in 88. Got married in 88, and my wife and I moved to a little town in Michigan called Bath, Michigan, and we spent about 4 years there.
Right.
We moved up here to Alaska in 1992, and so we've been here just over 20 years.
That's great. Now, I was very interested to read in your bio, because these influences, as far as a fan, were at the top of my list. And in school, I guess a lot of people were into rock, of course. And some of your
right.
favorites were my favorites to this day. Kenny Rogers, Lee Greenwood, Alabama, Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers. Over the years, I bought all their albums, and those are at the top of my list of favorites.
Yeah, you know, those were the albums that I first purchased and did, and Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers was the very first concert that I ever went to. It was held at Knott's Berry Farm, and I was there with my family and went in for this country concert that was there, and it was before they really made it big. I mean, they were kind of up the cusp in the emerging stage of their career, and
right.
They were playing there at Knott's Berry Farm, and I was sitting about the third row and having a great time, and about halfway through the performance, one of the band members lost his guitar pick. And so they shouted off the crowd, does anyone have a guitar pick? And the funny thing is I was probably maybe 10 or 11 years old at the time, and I didn't play guitar, but I had a guitar pick with me. And so I ran up there and gave them my guitar pick, and they finished out the concert with it. But those were definitely my earlier influences, and I still love listening to them. I still love listening to all the Golden California some of those great songs that they did.
Yeah, we got Mountain Music from Alabama, IOU, Dixie Road from Lee Greenwood. Of course, Kenny Rogers, the hit list goes on and on. Great influences.
Yeah.
Now, at what point did you realize that you could pursue this, that you had a voice that people would want to listen to?
You know, music has been such an important part of my life. I mean, I sang my first solo in church when I was 2 years old.
Amazing.
And so I've sang in churches and have been involved in church music. I mean, that's as a music minister and working with things in the church for my entire life. The country aspect of really doing pure country and getting outside of the church walls is something that has evolved over the last 5 years and five, 6 years and really taken shape in the past year and a half, and really been pursuing that outside of the church and going after it from that standpoint and having a great time doing it. And absolutely, you know, I still love singing in church, but it's a totally different venue, and I really enjoy it.
Now, have you had a chance, Doug, over the years to get to Nashville to sort of be up close with the music scene happening there?
Absolutely, yeah. I've had the chance to get to Nashville probably, I think, three or four times now that I've been there. I guess four times that I've been there. And every time that I'm there, I love going down Music Row and listening to the different, at all the different places there. Grun's Guitar Shop, I love going in there and having some fun and picking with guys that are in there. One trip, I don't know if it's on my bio page on the web page here. It's kind of a funny thing. I went one time and I wasn't sure if I was going to get back. I think it was the very first time I ever went to Nashville, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get back anytime. And I had taken my guitar and went over to from my hotel, walked a couple three blocks over to the Grand Ole Opry and set up shop in the parking lot right there. And I played the Grand Ole Opry, but it was in the parking lot. In the parking lot. But I can say that I've played at the Grand Ole Opry. I joke with folks on that, but it really is. That would be, a lot of times I'm asked, is there one place that you would love to play? Is there something that you would love to do? And that would be one of my life goals is to be able to play there inside the Grand Ole Opry, actually on stage. I think that would be a phenomenal thing, and I would love to be able to do that one of these days.
Now that's the stage you'd like to get to one day. What about as far as another performer, and let's say from the classic era, or even we can go as far as up to today, who would you like to share a stage with and, say, sing a song? Who would sort of be a dream situation for you to do that with?
I don't know if I'd call him classic, but certainly someone who's been around doing this for quite a while now and is pretty much a regular there at the Grand Ole Opry Station. I would love to sit down and share the stage with Vince Gill, be able to sing with him and just sit down with him and talk about some of the things that I'd love to learn, that I need to learn about this business,
yeah.
About the aspect that someone who's been there, done that for a long time. I don't know that I'd call him a classic guy, but he's certainly a stable there at the Grand Ole Opry. So he would be one that I would love to share the stage with. A little more modern influence. Someone else that I'd love to share the stage with. I would absolutely love to share the stage with Sugarland, with Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush. I mean, I have not seen her do a duet with anyone, regardless of genre, regardless of anything, that just doesn't go over phenomenal. She's such an exceptional artist.
She adds so much to a song, for sure. What a great voice
yeah.
she has. And Vince Gill, of course, as you said, he's not necessarily a classic artist, but he's been around over 20 years now, so he's sort of getting to that stage, and certainly well-established, great songs and a great choice. Let's turn to your CD, and I want to talk specifically about it when we come back from playing the first song, but let's just talk about the song It's All Country, which is also the name of the album. And what can you tell us about the song, Doug?
This is one of the songs that I think kind of typifies and it sums up the entire album, and that's why I chose it to be the cover song on the album. It really does talk about the changes that are in the music industry, and there's, I still bristle at some things. I love Jason Aldean, and I like a lot of the artists that are out there, but man, when Jason Aldean came out with the song Red Dirt Anthem, he had the rap in the middle of it, man, I bristled at that. I just had a hard time with it in the beginning, and the more I listened to it, the more it's like, oh, okay, it is good. And but my dad does not consider, my dad, for instance, does not consider that, and he doesn't consider what I do to be country music. I mean, he considers that more country rock rather than, he still likes Eddie Arnold, and that's country western music to him.
Yes.
And, we try, and that's what this song really talks about. Hey, we do come from the same place in our music, and the sound's changing. And there was a time when Elvis was thought of as not a country artist, and certainly he's one of the greatest country artists to have come through and change the face of the country music in many respects.
It all depends on perspective and time, right? I mean, Garth Brooks can be looked at as having a lot of traditional roots, especially compared to some that have come since. So sometimes we got to sit back and let time be a judge on it.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what it is. And timing is a lot.
Right.
It's not just time, but timing of things. One of the songs that I did on the album is a cover song. It's Old Red. And, you know, George Jones put that song out in the 70s, and it was okay for him, but it never really went big. Kenny Rogers redid the song in the 80s, and it did great for him in concert, but it never made much as far as radio play, and it never did anything. The big old tall guy from Oklahoma did it in 2005. You know, Blake Shelton recorded it in 2005. And it's done phenomenal for him. And I don't think the song really hasn't changed. You know, the song hasn't changed, but the time has changed and the timing has changed a little bit. And it's the right time for the song. And that's really what It's All Country talks about.
That's awesome. Well, let's share that song now. This is Doug Briney joining me on the line from Alaska here on In the Country.
Family feud is brewing on the streets of Music Row. A tug of war we've seen before. Out with country on the radio. You got diehards from the old school. New kids like to change. Why can't we all just get along, y'all? Join our hands and sing. It's Hank, it's Reba, Kenny Whalen Street, Swift and Martina, Carrie and Jones, and the list goes on. Deep roots from the family seed, all branches of the same old tree. It's all country. Country pop, but the king once got them all shook up with his blend of blues and rock. The legends are the foundation, the new guns are building on. It's a great big house we live in, there's room for everyone. And it's Hank, it's Reba, Kenny Whalen Street, Swift and Martina, Carrie and Jones, and the list goes on. Deep roots from the family seed, all branches of the same old tree. Yeah, it's all country. Yeah.
And that is It's All Country from Doug Briney, my guest, joining me on the line from Alaska. The title track to his current album, you can visit him online at DougBriney.com. Yeah, that's a great message in that song, Doug. It sort of says, you know, whether it's older or newer, it's still all country and still comes from the same place.
That's right. You know, that's the idea. And, I, you know, the album has a blend of kind of very traditional sounds and a little more modern sound, and it all comes from the same spot.
And the CD can be ordered from your website, or at least a link there?
It sure can. I have a direct link there. They can order directly from the website.
Nice.
If they order from the website, it's a physical copy, and I'll sign it and send it out personally, personalize it any way that they want to on there, and mail it to them myself. There's also links to iTunes, to Amazon, CD Baby, and all the other digital outlets as well.
That's great, Doug. Now, one of the songs in there is a favorite of mine from Chris Young called Voices. And what inspired you to choose that song for the album? Great song that it is.
You know, it is. And there's one of my modern influences is Chris Young. I absolutely I like the style. It's a very traditional sounding deep voice in there. And I like his music. Voices is one that... that's actually my wife's favorite song. And so whenever I was going through and I was singing songs and everything else, she's the one that said, that's got to be on there. You know, she loves the song. And but it really does. It has that, it means a lot to me, too, because I do hear those voices. I come from a larger family down in California, and, you know, we'd get together for just about anything that you could get together for, you know, birthdays, New Year's, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, anniversaries, whatever. And so we'd get together as a large family all the time, and I do hear those voices and decisions that I make in my life, and I have, you know, those influences my past and my family still affect how I make decisions all the time. And so the song has a lot of personal meaning to me as well.
Yeah, I love the message in that song. It's just a terrific one. I understand you listened to quite a few songs. Was it hundreds of songs to narrow it down to the ones that have made it to the CD?
Yeah, I actually listened to well over 300 songs to get to these 10. It was well over 300 songs that I spent. You know, and I'm not a songwriter. So as I listen to songs, I have to listen to songs that, first of all, that that appeals to me, that I like the sound of, number one.
Yeah.
But number two, it's got to be something that I can believe in and I can get behind. And then number three, it's got to be something, the other thing that I looked at in a song is, you know, is that a song that I can see myself singing for the next 20 years? You know, and you know,
right.
The reality of it is, you know, if it goes big, is that something I'm going to get sick of singing? Is it timeless? Is it timeless, or is it something that's, you know, very dated? And I really tried to weigh all those things out, and then just look at something. Is it something that I could really get behind and that I could sing? And it sounds easy to just select the songs to put on there, but I found that to be the hardest part of putting the CD together.
Interesting.
Once the song selections were done, the rest of it for me was easy. It was that song selection period that was the hardest for me to deal with.
Do you have a favorite one of these songs that aren't ones we would know, so the more original songs that are on the CD, one that is your personal favorite of that group?
The very first song that I selected for the album is More Than Just a Farm to Me. That was the first, the minute I heard that song, I knew I wanted to record that one. It reminds me of my grandfather's farm. When I was 13 years old, I got to go spend the summer with my grandfather. I went there thinking I knew a lot. You know, I mean, I was a 13-year-old kid from Southern California. I thought I knew everything, and I got there, and I knew nothing. the first week on the farm, the first morning on the farm, when my grandmother come in and woke me up at 5 o'clock in the morning, told me I had overslept. that was an awakening for me. But, you know, I spent that year working with my grandfather on his farm, and so when I heard that song, I identified with it, and I fell in love with it immediately, and I still love performing it. It's fun performing it because you see people's heads shaking and nodding in agreement. Hey, you know, and I don't think you had to grow up on a farm to understand that there's places in all of our lives that are special to us, and it's more than just a place. And that's really what the song talks about, is learning those life's lessons wherever they might have been. And for this particular song, it was on a farm. For me, that 13th year was on my grandfather's farm, but I had a great, again, those influences of the past, my aunts, uncles, and parents, from sailing to swimming, from, you know, being active in all sorts of different things. I learned those lessons, but that, I think the song sums it up the best, and that's why I put that one on there. And it was the very first song that I selected.
Great, and we're going to get to that in a few moments. That really is one of the great things about country music is how we all connect with songs, whether you're the singer or we are the listener. We're all connecting to this experience, and as you said, whether we can relate directly to the fact that in this case it's a farm, but we relate to there's a place that is home to all of us. So whatever a song is in country music, that's a great thing. It takes us somewhere.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I try to tell folks all the time. You know, country music is it's a great storytelling, but it's stories about life.
That's right.
You know, it really is, and it's that's how it connects. Who was it? Was it Trace Atkins had the song? I believe it's Trace Atkins has a song that you know talks about that. You know why he's all the airplay and the guy says,
that's right.
I never get. Yeah, and that song kind of sums it up. It's songs about me. It's songs about life.
Yeah, I think that was the title of the track, Songs About Me.
Songs About Me, there we go. And it sums it up so well. That's what, I think that's what differentiates country music from so many other genres.
Yes.
Is that they're songs that people really relate to all the way around.
So true. Well, let's share that song that you were just talking about there, Doug. This is called More Than Just a Farm to Me. It's from Doug's album called It's All Country. And again, you can visit Doug at DougBriney.com. Here's the song now on In the Country.
Prickle-faced little guy came flying up the drive, Mom and Daddy tagging right behind. City folk head to toe, Mama's fancy high you broke, had seen it all before a million times. They asked, can he ride the tractor? Can he pet that cow with Well, I laughed real loud, said I'm on my plow, told him all about the farm. Was my daddy's and my grandpa's, that old barn where I sold my first kiss. It's my past and my future, it's my home where I raised my kids. My blood's acre. I planted every seed. When I die, well, rest in peace. Yeah, it's more than just a farm to me. Skinny as a rubber band, whiskered face and summer tan, that boy came back to work, my grandpa's last. Hands got rough, he got tough, made of the right stuff. That high school boy grew to a man. My family gave him 20 acres on the day he took his bride. Well, he cried out loud, said, I'll make you proud. And it changed my life. You said, was my daddy's and my grandpa's, that old barn where I sold my first kiss. It's my past and my future, it's my home where I raised my kids. My blood's in every acre, I planted every seed. When I die, well, rest in peace. That's more than just a farm to me. Then he said every night, kneel to God and pray. Someday my own grandson will say, was my day. That old barn where I sold my first kiss. It's my past and my future. It's my home where I raise my kids.
More than just a farm to me. That is my guest on the line from Alaska, Doug Briney, and a great song there, great message in it. I wanted to ask you about performing on stage, Doug. What is that feeling like for you? Can you describe it, and what is a Doug Briney show like?
You know, to describe it, it is hard. I just love it. I enjoy interacting with the crowd. I enjoy seeing the faces light up and when they recognize a song, and when they don't recognize the song, and that kind of that hook grabs them, and they tune in. You can see it in the body language. You can see it in their face, and I enjoy that. It's just very, it's a surreal but fulfilling thing to happen.
Yeah.
And so I enjoy it. I absolutely enjoy that. You know, what a Doug Briney show is like, it's, you know, I try to have some fun with folks. I let people know a little bit about me, who I am and why I chose some of the songs. And I talk a little bit about, you know, a lot of my shows are, I do a lot of cover songs from Toby Keith, a lot of patriotic songs. And I try to have a section in each show where I honor our men and women who are serving the military, and you know, I'll let them know I come from a long line of military family, and my son serves now in the Air Force, and I'm really proud of him and proud of my family heritage in the military. So it has a lot of meaning to me, and here in Anchorage and in Alaska, we have a very strong military community. You know, very, very strong military community. So it's a lot of fun, again, to see these folks identify with the songs and you know, start singing along with them. A lot of times there's songs that they know. So I have fun with that and let them know those things, little things about me. Try to bring them into it, too. You know, if they're there and they've served in the military, I want to say thank you. I stop right there and I let them know thank you for their service and thank you for their family sacrifice that the families are making as well and that type. You know, we have fun with it.
Nice.
I try to just try to involve the crowd as much as I can.
That's awesome. Doug, I want to thank you so much for being part of the show. It's great to play a couple of songs from the album. I'll encourage our listeners to head to DougBriney.com. The name of the CD is It's All Country, and there's a mix of songs they'll know and then some brand new songs. Great, great album. Thanks so much for being part of the show, Doug.
Well, David, thank you again so much for having me on. And again, I do want to quickly say thank you to Michael Stover with MTS Management for arranging the interview. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be on with you and with your listeners today. And thank you guys for tuning in.
My pleasure. My guest today has been Alaskan country artist Doug Briney. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.